Welcome to Framework a Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework a Field is a series of special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition airs every second week, alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. This is the first of a four-part series of Framework a Field editions produced by members of the World Listening Project. For more information, see www.worldlisteningproject.org. This edition has been produced by Dave Armstrong.
Welcome. You're listening to a special episode of Framework a Field, the first in a four-part series curated by World Listening Project members and affiliates. I'm Dave Armstrong. This first installment in the World Listening Project series comes with a theme, sounds you might have heard. As you'll soon hear, this theme has been interpreted in a variety of ways, but none quite like our first piece, a two-hour-long recording from Eric Leonardson that failed due to a microphone being switched off. Sound artist Rinus van Alebeek has given it new life by selecting a small portion of the silent recording, which he calls the Bermuda Moment. I like to imagine how we'll all hear this recording amidst the sonic clatter of our varied listening environments. For a moment, the Bermuda Moment, this show's programming encompasses all the sounds you hear around you, but don't forget, it's also filled with sounds you might have heard. That was an excerpt from Chaz Smith's Endless Mardi Gras from the Cold Blue Music release, Descent, with Smith's lush pedal steel amongst field recordings of jet engines. In a way, these sounds open the studio environment to the outdoors. Consider, what would other albums sound like if they'd been recorded in such a way? One answer comes from Mudboy, whose latest album, Impossible Duets, features the Black Creek, a collaboration between natural sounds sourced on his family's Hudson Valley farm and electronics. This is Dave Armstrong. You're continuing to listen to the first of a four-part series of World Listening Project curated episodes of Framework Afield. Our theme for this installment is Sounds You Might Have Heard, which has been interpreted by our next few contributors as those sounds you might have heard if you physically possess the ability to do so. London sound artist and Earroom founder Mark Peter Wright has made recordings from within a flagpole, a steel hand railing, and the interior of a street lamp. Locations both domestic and alien, separated as they are by our own cumbersome bodies. Thank you. As difficult as it may be to fit one's head inside a flagpole, the next few field recordings from bioacoustician Bernie Kraus and sound artist Jaina Windren certainly up the ante. From Windren's limited edition cassette, The Noisiest Guys on the Planet, for Ash International, she presents the incredible sounds of Pistol Shrimp. But first, let's hear two short recordings from Kraus, Sea Anemones in an Alaskan Tide Pool, and Carpenter Ants in the Arizona Desert. If you could breathe underwater or live in an ant colony, these are the sounds you might have heard. Scottish sound artist Kim Walker's contribution presents another dimension to our theme, with her recording I Found Salvation at Clyburn, made in a Chicago thrift store. Here we find Kim and friends sorting through the odds and ends one commonly finds in such shops, and while it's an everyday scene, the particulars are not. Will these unique players ever again unite at Clyburn? What of the background counterpoint concerning a lampshade? Certainly, the breaking glass coda has its role as well. We hear a version of it now, but as any listener will tell you, it wasn't like being there. But if you were, these are the sounds you might have heard.
Yeah, I feel like maybe this isn't a good idea. Found it, and it was made by Elliot. I think you need to get this one. It's not even really hideous. Like, some little kid actually made this and their parents were like, no. You should save Elliot.
How much does it cost?
90 cents.
Go back. It's a wooden cabinet. Go all the way around.
I like this one.
That's not hideous at all.
I know.
This is not actually hideous, but it's cool because it's, well, it might not be food safe because this is, Oh, Kim, hideous! With a capital H.
I'll take two of them.
Okay. Oh, these are expensive. This is actually pretty hideous too, but this is really expensive. This is $2.08. Do you want two? There's another one.
I feel I should get them both.
Okay. There you go.
Excuse me. Can you tell me the price on the lamps over there?
Huh?
The price on them. Because I can't get over there.
10.
$10.
$10.
What type of lampshade going on there?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I looked at it. I was going to get it, but.
Right. You looking like.
Yeah. I looked at it before.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you need anything else?
We should go for a look.
Yeah, we should.
Excuse me.
This is Dave Armstrong. I want to thank you for listening to this first installment of the World Listening Project series on Framework Afield, and invite you to visit our website at worldlisteningproject.org. Between episodes of Framework, I also hope you'll join me in listening to my usual broadcasts of experimental music and sound art, It's Too Damn Early for WDBX-FM, and Sounds Like Radio for WSIU-FM. Let's close now with a final examination of our theme, recording made by Claudio Curciotti during a Maoist general strike in Pokhara, Nepal, when vehicles and many other machines were not allowed to be in use. Lacking the constant drone of traffic and industry, it's the human elements of the city that occupy this uniquely altered soundscape. What would your neighborhood sound like in these circumstances? Are these the sounds you might have heard? Thank you.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.